Good afternoon. I'm sorry. I was preoccupied. This is Veronica Entwistle with Dead Air on live radio. That's really not the best thing, is it? You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and we're going to talk a lot today about radiating by design, which means that we're going to talk about increasing our frequency, and in another way, we're going to talk about how to align with the shifting frequencies of our planet these days. Also, I'm talking to you on Skype. A lot of you have written some disappointed letters because you've been phoning in and the lines are always busy, but there's nobody on and I'm calling for callers. That feels kind of weird, doesn't it? So talking to Seth and Don, we decided that we would try to do the show on Skype. I'd love your feedback, whether or not you find it clear. You think that the voice is clear enough on Skype? And that will leave the calling lines open for you to call in. So what I'm saying is we're going to change frequencies. We're going to learn to lift and radiate at a higher level. We're going to call in the frequencies. We're going to meditate. We're going to do some clearing energy, and I always talk about that. And we're going to talk about some Mayan stuff, and we're going to talk about Ho'oponopono, and we're going to talk to you, hopefully, if you can make it in. We're going to talk to you about you and what it is you're working on in life and how do you feel about these times in history. And have you noticed that the energies are moving absolutely faster? I feel sometimes like my teeth are almost chattering. It's going, of course, I am talking a lot, you know. But the energies seem to be moving up so quickly right now. Sometimes my brain is going so fast I can barely keep up and my body's all buzzing. What's happening with you out there? What I like to do is start by talking about, what I like to do is start by having a really nice high frequency meditations, and I use, with the help of my guides and angels, and most of you know I'm an intuitive and energy worker, do a lot of counseling with energy and so on, and my guides taught me the sacred geometric meditation form, so I like us to start with one of those. Last week we also threw in a sound, chakra sound meditation. And that's also a great way to clear and to raise your fields and frequencies. Remember, if you're raising your fields and frequencies, you can truly manifest better. You can create your reality better. And also, when we're able to move our fields and frequencies, we can get in step with and in harmony with very rapidly changing universal energies. So, let's all close our eyes and take a few breaths. Unless you're driving, remember? You can take the breaths if you're driving. Just don't drive with your eyes closed, okay? A couple of deep breaths. Excellent. And now let's call in the presence of our higher guidance, of our higher being. Let's call in the light. Now remember, it's always good to call in the light and then wrap it round and round your body because we want to do some wonderful clearing energy work with all kinds of people. Who knows how many people are listening? Maybe you want to call in and tell us if you're listening. Wrap yourself in light. And then see above your head, perhaps 2 to 4 miles, a golden ball. This ball is very, very golden. It has feelings of being white gold as well as gold gold. And it's above your head 2 to 4 miles, and below your spine, another golden ball. It's about 40 feet below. And drop a filament of light, a very radiant filament of light from the upper golden ball through the top of your head, down your body, down your spine, and into the lower golden ball. Excellent. Can you feel it when it runs through your spine? I sure can. And now drop from the upper golden ball to the waist, about waist height, about 20 feet out from your body, a four-sided pyramid. And all the lines of these pyramids are very, very golden. And drop it so that the points are front, back, side to side. That's not urgent, but that's how I do it. And then on down below, upside down, matching point to point, another four-sided pyramid with its base point or its top point going into the other golden ball. So you've got an eight-sided figure. Four-sided pyramid pointing up and four-sided pyramid pointing down. It's an eight-sided figure, and you've got lots of golden lines, and then stick a golden ball on every one of the points. And now inside of that, create a crystal ball, a beautiful, soft, radiant crystal ball. To me, it always looks kind of like pearly, pearly colors all through the rainbow. And it feels very soothing. And now move inside of that, and you're in a star tetrahedron. You'll be in your star tetrahedron, which is like a Star of David, only it's three-dimensional. And now spin and spin and spin, spin and spin in your star tetrahedron, spin and spin and spin. Can you really feel your energy shift when you're spinning? And now see in front of you a beautiful crystalline grid. And on that grid, I want to see yourself in a little movie you've created, just yourself doing or being what it is you aspire to do and be. Actually, being is a great aspiration. To truly be an integrated being and your light is a really brilliant thing. So there you are. And you're in the beingness of yourself. I like to see myself as being multidimensional. And then beside that, do a project that you want to do, whether it's creating home and family or whether it's creating books and tapes and buildings and businesses. It doesn't matter. Just create what it is you would like to see yourself involved in, would like to pilot if you want, or create, or just get a job in. See yourself in there, and it's like a movie. See yourself in that. Very nice. And actually, whenever you do this, you want to feel, see, know all the senses that you can involve in this image that we're creating. The greater is manifestation capacity. And now we're going to do the galactic healing room. See yourself in a galactic healing room. And we're going to call in those beings of light and truth and consciousness that help you. Who is your special team? Call them in. And have them move around the table or the chair, the healing chair, the healing table. Oh, heavens, you can even have a nice expansive lawn if you'd rather. And I like to see ourselves, first of all, laying on the table or sitting in the chair and asking for healing of some sort. And what is it you experience when you do that? And how is it they're going to do healing work? What is it you want healed? What is it it's suggested that you could use healing on? And then let them help you. Let spirit help you. Excellent. Good work. And now you can let them wrap this in light, or you can wrap it in light and keep that healing going if you want to, or you can be done if you'd like to. And then we bring in the next person. Who is it you'd like to work on? Somebody you'd like to help? And have that person sit or lie or whatever it is they're doing. Yeah. And then we have that person lie on the bed or sit in the chair. And be surrounded by these beings. Okay. And what is it you see going on? And just watch as they move. Sometimes they look like, to me, they're energy beings, or they look like alien forms, or a combination, or they look like somebody you know that just passed through. Or a famous doctor. All right, if you feel like you understand what the healing is that this person's going through, wrap them in light and then move that picture along. And then we'll do one more. Excuse me. You have this other person. Have them express the kind of healing that they want. Good work. Yeah. We're getting good at this, see? But this time is almost up. But you can do this on your own really well. And these beings of light and truth and consciousness work with us and help us. Okay, and now wrap that one in light. And it can continue, the healing can continue. That's right. And now let's look at the political situation. We've got kind of the dying swan song of a materialistic economic system. I won't go into a huge diatribe on it, but it's been a really kind of a heavy-duty system based on a few people having most of it and some kind of world controls that most of us did not understand. So all of that is collapsing, as has been predicted for thousands of years, or at least as far as I know, a good 1,000 years anyway. No, it's been longer than that. So let's see how much things are falling apart in terms of economics, and people are frightened. So let's create a healing environment. They're still in the Galactic Healing Center, and this one's huge, right? Humongous. Let's put in a lot of people who are going through tremendous shifts and changes, losing what their sense of security is. And sometimes I realize one of the hardest things when people lose their sense of identity, who they are, who they think they are, which was basically described by their financial successes and so on. You know, you and I know that who we really are is not that. And yet we've gotten away with that in our society. So there's a huge shift going on. It really is hurting a lot of people. So let's see that shift, and see people finding something else, like a depth of self and a way to create a society and community that's different, that's based on values and ethics and so on. Yeah, let's see that. Yes. And wrap it in light. See all of that. And wrap that in light. And then let's send some pink light from your chest, from your heart and soul, over to various places that are under siege or at war, or being going through the fights of that kind of domination, whether it's from old beliefs, spiritual beliefs, religious beliefs, or money. Yeah. Let's just wrap all that in pink, pink radiant light, that they feel that sense of harmony that's possible. Somebody reminded me how difficult life is for women in countries. I know it's difficult for everyone, but sometimes the women in certain countries are so incredibly downtrodden. And we all know that some are standing up strongly anyway, but it's really important to be sending them light so that the feminine is rising in both power and credibility at this time in our society. That's right. So let's just send pink light to all of that, to the women. And that we all learn to recognize one another. It's valuable. We're all exploring, aren't we? What are you exploring in this lifetime? Well, here we are exploring the many dimensions of being a human being, and we're creating in all kinds of challenging situations. If we look at it that way, it's kind of exciting. But what we're trying to do is rest on some kind of security. So it doesn't feel that exciting when that type of security is being pulled away. And I believe this, and let's come back into our star tetrahedron to be spinning. But I really believe that when I see intuitively, and a lot of others do as well, I look out at a whole bunch of stuff coming apart, and then I look at all these new things that are popping up like little lights, not only in just our country, but all over the world. And you don't hear too much about those on television and radio right now, but I think we're going to hear about them. We need to get behind our creative efforts. Mankind is very, very resourceful. Let's spin and spin in our star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin and spin until you're just like a bright light. Spin and spin and spin. You notice when you do that, a lot of the old frequencies of past experiences fall off. They just literally fly off. I'm going to give the numbers right away and say, let's start having callers right away. And I'd like to talk about things like the changing identity. What does it mean to have a changing security base? What is love? What is success? I like to talk about the Mayan stuff. My friend, my dear artistic, wonderful friend Deb sent me an article on the Mayan, let me see what it's called. It's really interesting. It's by, it's called The World Will Not End in 2012. Perhaps some of you got it, by Carlos Barrios. We're going to talk about that as well. But if you'd like to call in right at the beginning, because last time it took us so long to get a caller, and we did get a caller finally, that let's just start off doing that, and we'll go through these various subjects and see how you're doing in your world in this time of change. 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S., 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, call on 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Okay. What? I have another direct line, but you're going to have to wait for that because I put it in a special place. And when I put things in a special place, we have to wait a while till I find them again. The reason we have another direct line is because instead of being on it, I'm on a Skype line. Isn't that exciting? All right. So let's, yeah. How many of you remember Ho'oponopono? This is coming back through. It was a big deal a couple of years ago where this, it's a story of the psychiatrist, or it was a story of that psychiatric hospital, which was a real dead-end place. People who had incredible thinking, incredible brain problems were in there, and it was like a no way out kind of a psych hospital, and nobody liked working there, and people left, and it was really depressing. And they got in new management, a new head psychiatrist, I guess I'll take this first, and then I'll talk about Ho'oponopono. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Veronica?
Yeah.
Veronica?
Yes.
Yes, hi, this is Maria. Good morning.
Hi, Maria, welcome.
Sorry. I'm calling from Hong Kong, that's why I'm saying good morning.
Oh, great.
So how are you? I'm enjoying your show now.
Thank you. I'm sure glad you could call in. That's very exciting.
Yes. My daughter-in-law just gave birth to twins, and pair of twins, a boy and a girl, and the girl's name is Maya.
Oh, great. That means the world, universal, I can't remember what, it's illusion? No?
Sorry?
Anyway, welcome to them. How wonderful. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. So, I'd like to know if you can tell me what's anything exciting in store for me for the next year.
Well, and are you traveling a lot? Because I feel like over about probably fall, you have a big change coming up. Are you already traveling a lot?
No, not at all.
You have a huge, huge change coming up, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't think you're dying or anything like that, but it just looks like, and maybe you want to tell me a little bit about your job so we can narrow this down, but it looks like a sudden big change in the fall, and I think you're going to like it. It looks like it's quite a bit about travel.
Oh, that's surprising. well, I don't work. Actually, we've met a couple of years ago in Vancouver at Vicky's place.
Oh, we did. Okay, hi.
Yeah, she gave me a reading at that time, and it was quite perplexing. You told me I was going to bring a group of people some place, and I didn't know what that was all about, and it really did happen.
Oh, it did?
For me, Yes,
oh, that's,
yes,
that's
yes,
good. That was, I'm glad.
Uh-huh. But at that time when you said it, I had no idea what that was, but it did happen. Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm really glad because otherwise I'd have to quit my job, wouldn't I?
No, it was very exciting. I brought a group of people to India to see Sai Baba, and we sang for him.
Oh,
that was
wonderful?
For me. Yes, that was very wonderful. But I don't have a job. I'm just sort of a homemaker. But but the past year, I did have I've become grandmother to four very, very lovely grandchildren, two boys and two girls.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I feel like you have a very strong, and maybe it isn't a job, but it's something that you're going to do that's going to impact a lot of people, or it's going to impact, it's almost like I write a book or I create something, and you will travel for it, and it's really coming from not so much your grandchildren, who, of course, I'm a big fan of my grandson. Believe me, I love grandchildren. But this is different. This is more like a product of your heart and soul and what it is you've been growing through. You're going through some big changes this year, and it has a lot to do with your evolution, you know.
It's something very positive for me.
It's very positive. It's probably going to challenge you, but it's really good because it's where, you know, I believe this time is a lot about authenticity, being who you really are. And this, whatever it is you're bringing forward, is like your personal expression on the planet. And you're drawing in several people, if not a larger group. And you're going to help people get in touch with their own heart and soul, you know?
Mm.
It's wonderful.
Will be towards the end of the year.
I would say probably August, September.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's got this big swooping, you know, visions are wonderfully funny and metaphorical. It's got a scooping big light that holds up like two hands that are scooping would hold something up. And it's, and your kind of the maestro. You're the one who's getting people going, and you seem very honored and humbled by yourself, which is lovely. So I say it's becoming more of who you are, and that's probably the greatest gift we give ourselves on this planet.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, because I'm sort of in a kind of a rut now. posting from day to day, not having a lot of inspiration.
Well, your inspiration's going to come around May. You're going to start really picking up speed. You know, go and have some fun. Go to some lectures. But you are going to start getting inspired somewhere around May, and then things are going to start opening. Don't worry so much. In the summertime, you seem to be worrying a lot, but I'm going, don't worry so much, because usually what we worry about isn't what happens, so we worry about the wrong things, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful to know.
Anyway, thank you so much for your call, and say hi to everybody in Hong Kong.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Bless your heart,
thank
Maria.
Thank you. You do wonderful work. Yes,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was a fun call, because I said a while back, gee, I haven't had a call from Hong Kong yet, so there you have it. Isn't that exciting? Maybe it's good we're on Skype, eh? We all get the international flavor from it. Anyway, I was talking about Ho'oponopono, and the reason for that is that this fellow who ran the hospital, we got new management in this hospital in Hawaii, and all of a sudden, people wanted to stay, and a lot of people who were really terminally insane, or whatever you want to call it, mentally deranged and so on, were starting to get better. And word has it, and this story comes from Joe Vitale, so I keep wondering if it's absolutely true, but there's Dr. Len who brought his message. He was the doctor who was in charge. And what he said is they asked him, how come all of a sudden people are getting better? And he never went to see any of these patients. What he did each day, thank you for your call. I'll be there in a minute. What he did each day was go through all the records, and for each person, he'd hold their name in his mind or their record and say, I'm sorry, and I love you. I'm sorry, and I love you. And he went through that each day. Now, people started getting better, and a lot of us really liked that and did some meditation on that. But recently, it cycled back through emails, and I realized, you know, the frequencies are changing on the planet. We know the collective is changing. We know the frequencies in all of the planets in our solar system are changing, not just the Earth. And the collective has to change. And I was smiling to myself going, and as you chant that, I'm sorry and I love you, taking on full responsibility for whatever is going on with people. I don't mean like the hair shirt. I mean just saying, yeah, I'm a part of this collective too, and I'm going to take it in, and I'm going to release it, and I'm going to forgive and love. Doesn't that sort of remind you of how there's this movement of energy moving up to a higher frequency? And if each of us pick a bit of it and release it, we're all released, aren't we? So I really have enjoyed the Ho'oponopono story again, and the fellow's name is Dr. Lan, and it's being presented by Joe Vitale, V-I-T-A-L-E. So you're on the air, and I hope that you're saying that you're sorry you love me, too.
Hi, Veronica. This is Deb in Montana.
Hi, Deb in Montana.
Hi.
I'm going to use the story you sent me, the Mayan one, you know.
Well, I called to talk about that Mayan story, and one
Please
of the things
do.
That... What?
Please do.
Well, one of the things that I love about it is that it cross-references lots of other cultural stories that are similar, you know, talking about how we're in this transition time between the end of one world and the beginning of another, and that the thing that's the most critical is that we gather together, and that's where my question comes in, because I think that so many of us want to gather together, and that we talk about forgiveness and we talk about opening our hearts, and that at some level we're able to do that, and at another level, for me anyway, this is a really, it's a tough time for everybody. So I'm grateful because it seems less tough for me, but I still feel like my heart is not as open as it needs to be in order to really make this transition fully. Do you know what I mean? So what advice do you have for all of us in terms of how do we get our hearts just wide open given all the things that our hearts are having to deal with and have dealt with?
Well, you know something? I was just flipping through. I was just rereading and marking with red some of the most pertinent and easy to speak of things in this little article. Deb's article that she sent me is called World Will Not End in 2012 by Carlos Barrios, B-A-R-R-I-O-S. But one of the things that it pointed out that I've heard from others as well is that the light is moving through and we're becoming more loving, but the dark beings also are becoming more magical and are fighting for the maintenance of the old system, right?
Right.
So, I'm not quite, like part of me wants to say, you have to be really, we have to be able to open our hearts and we have to be able to bond with like people. But we also have to be aware that there is controversy. There's some active working against it too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're saying open the heart, I'm going, I think we have to choose gatherings to go to.
Right.
And we have to choose the kinds of people. But when people are really afraid, they get really defensive, don't they? And we have to choose ways of understanding that and not shutting down around it. But we also can't be ignorant of the fact that there's a lot of trickery going on too. Huh?
But don't you think that the more open the heart gets, literally the divine heart that's working within each one of us, that we're more capable of gathering with the people who are sort of similar energy, but we're also more capable of being in the presence of the darker energy without soaking it up and without getting tangled up in it? I mean, isn't it almost like a paradox that the heart gets more open and then it becomes more powerful and strong and capable of keeping the dark away?
I think that's true, but what I'm trying to say is sometimes you have to work at being open because we know that
right.
To be vulnerable without any balance is really dangerous.
So do we need to, each one of us, work with you? I'm serious. To find what the individual and personal obstacles are within our hearts to get freer of them?
I think that's the job for all of us right now anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to say this too. It says here in this article, which I loved and I did underline in red.
I underlined mine in blue.
The dark can only be transformed when confronted with simplicity and mm-hmm. open-heartedness. Mm-hmm. And this is what leads to fusion, a key concept for the world of the fifth sun. And I think the other thing that it mentioned that I have seen in a number of other places is that the etheric, you know, we're used to the elements.
Right. I love that part.
I do, too. And what he talks about, and I've read this several places, and I can't lay my memory, the hands of my memory can't seem to find it at this moment, but that right now the emphasis is on the etheric, which is rising and becoming more of a dominant force. Mm-hmm. Which tells me that it's a way of expressing the magical manifestation capacity that a lot of us have mm-hmm. right now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. But I still have this question, which is, and I know I'm just being seen really ignorant, but so we say we need to keep our hearts open. We know that's a fact. It's such a fact. But the question I'm having is, how do you actually manage that so that it becomes more than just words spoken and it's an actual energetic shift within the heart? I mean, do you, when you're doing that, do you do particular kinds of imaging in addition to all the meditations you've been teaching us on the radio?
Yes. And the thing is also that we have, you've mentioned it earlier, and I mentioned it in a different way, is that we have a lot of things that people are afraid of when things are falling apart.
Right.
Back to the list of security, identity,
yeah.
you know, being sure and all of that. And those things close your heart, mm-hmm. don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like going in, and you know this part, going in and discovering what you feel about security and insecure, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bringing it up. Feeling it, and also, and then popping it, releasing it. But I'm just sort of chuckling because the way the guides are showing it to me whilst I'm talking to you is we were going to talk at the beginning of the show something I didn't do, which is that we can call in higher frequency energies, and we can call in etheric support like never before.
Mm-hmm.
So when we open up and we recognize in ourselves that we're terrified or we're afraid or we're defended, okay,
mm-hmm.
then you can release that and you can call in this support protection, which really makes it easier to feel loved, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
But for me, Deb, I usually have to do a lot of work because I'll notice I tense up or tighten up my heart. And I'll go, whoa, mm-hmm. like I don't even have a warm heart, right?
Well,
you have a very, very wonderful heart, and I thank you so much for the article and for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for being there.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I just wanted to say bless your heart. So that is actually a really good question because I have not been able to experience a steadily open heart myself. I feel like it's easy for me to love people, all kinds of people that I'm working with and so on. But sometimes I feel consciously that I'm being defended or I've closed my heart down. And that's something that Deb's calling about to say, here we are supposed to be opening. All kinds of things are falling apart. People don't know where they're going to be living or, you know, people are insecure. How do we stay open? And I think the only answer to that is practice. Practice looking for it, feeling it. And I want to say one other thing is when we get our hearts open, when we can really feel that, we will really attract more people who are also getting their hearts open. I mean, that's the other thing, is that we're creating and manifesting community and relationship according to the vibrations we're putting out there. And, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind all of you, and Deb too, is that the more we practice this stuff, the more deep, deep, deep down where a lot of our essence and vibrational essence is or begins or is fed by spirit or whatever, that starts to radiate at a higher and higher level, and it remains consistent even when we're defended. So sometimes you can feel very defended in your heart, and if you sit still and wait a while, you can actually feel the pulse of love that's coming through you, because I know a lot of people have been working on this subject. And I don't know, I always like that song, I Want to Know What Love Is, because it's expressed in so many weird ways on our planet and certainly through our songs. But isn't it that expansive, unlimited motion of energy that comes through us all? Isn't that what love is? The kind that just, it's kind of the glue of the universe, and it expands and expands and changes and grows, and you're welcome to come on the air with me right now. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
This is Bonnie from Toronto.
Hi, Bonnie from Toronto. How are you today?
Good. It's Donnie, like in Donnie and Marie.
Oh, great. Hi, Donnie from Toronto. Fellow Canadian.
Oh, you're a Canadian?
Yes, I am. But I don't live in Canada anymore, but my heart always remembers it's Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to say that I'm finding a really nice heart opening. This is the first time I'm listening to your station, and as soon as I heard your voice, there's this like really nice, open peacefulness in my heart.
Aw, thank you for that feedback, and I feel it in you as well.
Yeah. So if you're doing readings, I was wondering if you can see what's up ahead in the next couple of months for me.
Okay, and just a sec now. Give me a little, okay, I can see something. Give me a little hint. Are you working?
No. I'm volunteering with children.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you have children, too. Here's what I'm seeing is something that you're doing right now is a routine kind of thing, but things are going to change in April, and you're going to have a much broader expression of whatever it is you're doing. Do you write and teach and so on?
Yes.
And do you want to?
I'm working with children, and I've just sort of started a little writing project on my own.
Excellent.
And I teach English to seniors.
Oh, good for you. Yes. I'll tell you something about you, honey, is that there's something about your opening heart, because that is a really big issue with you, but you're also going to become more and more intuitive over the next little while. Do you know that?
Oh, I forgot. I'm a healer. I see clients. Oh. I'm a healer.
Oh good. you're about to open a whole new level of intuition.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, it's like something's going to come up which makes it a challenge for you. It's hard, but when, of course, we always have challenges, right? We're supposed to. But when
mm-hmm.
you go through it, and it's probably end of April, beginning of May, it seems to open you absolutely radically to a much deeper level, or it's like a new comprehension of rapid changes that are going on the planet, and that's going to change a lot of how you do your work. So if you do healing work, it's going to change in dimension, probably. I would say
uh-huh.
dimension is a really good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to love it. Are you single?
That's at the end of April, did you say?
Yeah, by the end of April, beginning of May, I would say.
Okay. Do you see any travel in April?
Second week in April, I do.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it time travel?
No. I want to go to Sedona.
Oh, well, go, honey. You need to go, because maybe that's what's going to really... it's not that you're not intuitive, but I'm an intuitive as well. And holy mackerel, I'm always announcing to my partner, oh, I'm getting way more intuitive. Oh. It's like we're always at the beginning.
Yeah,
right?
No, I understand what you're saying exactly. Yeah, because there's a person that I study with, and there's some courses I want to do.
Well, you're also going to have a challenge in your own thinking, believing. Something is going to jar you and make you rethink, and this is probably the end of April. But it's going to really be a challenge with some... it's like a crisis or a situation. I don't know if it's yours so much as in your family somewhere. And that's going to push you, and you're just going to undo a lot of your old belief holding patterns and go, I'm going to open and go much deeper, and nobody's going to stop me now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Wow. That sounds a bit scary, but I guess I can be excited at the
same
time.
It's okay, because I think it's not scary in the sense that I would not tell you if I thought it was something dangerous. It's not that. It's I don't know what happens to you, but what happens to me, and this is maybe for people at home as well, is that I encounter something, and it's like things undo inside of me, and I go, oh, I get it. I've been holding back. I haven't been letting myself be open. It's like believing in yourself at a deeper level, and part of it is because your work is going to be required at a new level, and it makes me laugh. So I'm not scared. It's not a negative challenge. It's just a real, epiphany. It's an epiphany time.
Wow, so that's amazing.
I hope so, and you can maybe email me. Let me know.
Or
call me.
Your email is on your site, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
so
Veronica at Veronica Entwistle. Pardon me?
Okay. So you think there is travel?
I know there, yes, I do.
Oh, excellent.
And so you're going to have a good time. But thank you for your call, and thank you for listening to the show. And I hope we'll talk again soon. All right. Blessings.
Bye.
So that's interesting. As soon as I say rapid change and challenge, people panic. But I was just listening to a tape by Aravinda, and I'm going to rerun that interview with Aravinda that was on a couple of months ago because it was really good. I've been listening to it, and he's talking about a lot about enlightenment, what it takes to get to enlightenment. And my own guides are just saying it's when you have the ability to drop away from all kinds of reactions and really be in the center of your light moving through. You're the only one in the universe that's yours, right? And so, why was I telling you about Aravinda? Never mind, I forget right now. that he was talking about challenge, and that if you don't have any challenge at all, we're off the planet. Because we're here, and we all know this, right? Vibrational vehicles of light. We're souls and spirits. We've come together to move through huge changes and celebrate our ability to create. We're held back a lot by the collective. We're held back a lot by the time it takes us to go up and down the alleyways of all reactive energies, whether they come from lineage or ourselves or whatever. So the challenges are very often to break loose the stays, break the ties to these old ways of recognizing ourselves. I think we have a caller. Hello?
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I tried calling last week, but I know nobody could call. Even after the show was over, I kept testing it, and I didn't get unbusy until your second show was done.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, well, we
and
don't know
right
why.
After your second show was done, it got unbusy.
Oh, well, this one's good anyway. Everybody's calling in. I'm happy.
Yeah, that was weird. I was wondering if my guides would say if there's anything I'm not doing that I should be doing to get where we're all going.
You know something? You have a kind of tension in you. You would do well to do some more releasing because you're a very sweet soul and you have a very wonderful light that's very creative. But you have a way of holding yourself together, which if everybody at home spends a minute with me and with Vicki right now on calling up in your body, mind, all the energy of holding against, holding your definition, holding your identity, holding yourself against the winds of the world, just holding. Yeah, we're going to call that up. And then we're asking for help as we command total release of that holding now. And they're asking you to release that regularly, Vicki, and you're going to find it much easier to manifest, to bring things toward you from the heart. You have a lovely heart, but like the rest of us, you've got a bit of wounding. Oh, you're the only one, right?
Yeah.
So does that make sense? Because holding is a really big deal for you.
Yeah. What am I holding?
I think it's just protection, trying to define yourself and holding yourself against the world, which is kind of battering at you.
Have I been doing it so long that I don't feel it?
Exactly.
So
that's
how am
exactly
I supposed to do, you know what I mean? This is kind of like the sound that gets shut off, and all of a sudden you realize that sound was on, but you didn't notice it until it got shut off.
Well, it's sort of interesting because what you do, and this is something I want to talk about before the end of the show anyway, so it's like calling in the presence of your guides and angels and asking for help as you ask to feel all the holding in your body.
Oh, okay.
And
good idea.
Believe me, you'll know it.
Okay.
And I have to say goodbye to you because I have a few announcements and so on to make before the end of the show.
Well, I thank you very much.
Bless your heart. Thank you for calling and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I have a couple of things to say. One is that was going to be part of my message today, was talking about calling in the frequencies, because the etheric that we talked about is going to be the dominant, or is the dominant force right now. And I know this for a fact. If you call in higher frequencies, you will feel them come to your body, through your body. If you call in the presence of your guides and angels, you can probably feel it right this minute. You will feel it coming in through your body. So instead of focusing, you know, whether it's Vicky or Deb with the heart or whatever, instead of focusing laterally out there where we learn to protect ourselves and so on, we need to stop and center and then call in the higher frequencies and have them rush through our body. I was just doing a session with someone who's really overworked, and I could see how she was getting kind of sickly, and she said she's short of sleep. So we started calling in. Her little body filled up with energy, and she felt refreshed. We all have that ability to tap the unseen and fill ourselves with light, even if it makes you rush a little fast inside, gives you a rush, so to speak. Now, I'm going to be doing, this is last-minute stuff, but we're giving a discount now for that wonderful retreat workshop at Amatierra in Costa Rica. I started planning, it's a bit late, and I haven't done a real big blitz on promotions. However, we have some people signed up, and we still have a few spaces left. So we're offering it. It's a five-day workshop, and we're offering it at 25% reduction. And you can go online and get a whole list of what's going to go on there, what the itinerary is. We're going to be doing a lot of different meditations and very deep inner work in order to move into being more and more authentic. And some of the work is going to become quite transcendent, especially by the end. And there's some equine therapy thrown in there just for a break, and you can take the zip line and at the park that's close by. And we're going to be doing it at Amatierra, which means love of the land. It's a retreat center, and oh, it's wonderful. It's a beautiful setting in nature. It's quiet. There's a pool. There's lots of walks in nature, herb walks. There's yoga and massage and all of that. So check my website, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle. No, that's my email. www.veronicaentwistle.com www.veronicaentwistle.com, and you'll get the whole description. But also, if you go to amatierra.com, amatierra.com, you'll get it all there too. I think she's got the entire syllabus or the organization of what exactly we're going to do there. It's going to be fun, uplifting, and it's also a vacation into the real you. I'm so looking forward to being there, and it's from the 25th of March till the 31st of March. So if you can, if you want a last-minute getaway, it's a great thing to do. We're going to have a wonderful time. And some of the airlines have some pretty good deals right now. I think I would check American, I think, is better than Delta, and I gather that Frontier has got a good price. So check it out. Look on Orbitz or look on the specific airlines, American or depends where you're coming from, doesn't it? Now, my 5 o'clock interview is with Bernie Siegel, the great Bernie Siegel. Remember, he's a doctor, and he wrote a book called Love, Medicine, and Miracles. There, Deb, he's talking about love at 5 o'clock, and he's a doctor that really broke through some of his own medical training by using mind over, by listening to the voices in his head. and he's worked with, he brings laughter into the experience of dying, and he works a lot with children who are dying. And he's written another book called 365, I want to get this name right, 365 Prescriptions for the Soul, Daily Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Love. And he's really delightful. I was talking to him on the phone in preparation for this interview, and he's a delightful soul. So if you can, if you've got time, tune in at 5 o'clock for Dr. Bernie Siegel and his book, 365 Prescriptions for the Soul. He is extremely inspirational. And I will be on with Jackie Salvitti and her team on Thursday night, asking them some questions. Maybe we'll talk to them about some of the same stuff. Talking about, I get to interview him. Jackie talks about her experiences as quite an amazing grower, changer, transformer herself, and all the work she's doing with her clients, helping them adjust to the changing times. It's pretty interesting. And then I get to interview her team, the channeled team, and that's a thrill for me. Maybe we'll talk to them about how to keep our hearts open in the face of this, the craziness, in the face of losing what was our identity or security. We're not all doing that, but a lot of people are. And then next week on Paradigm Shifters, I'm going to be rerunning an interview with Aravinda, and I think you're going to love it. It's all about enlightenment. Aravinda took off, followed his own inner guidance, and met with the people who live over in the Himalayas, and they claim to be eternal, but some of them have lived 4,500 years. That's not mostly what the interview is about. The interview is about becoming authentic and what it takes to become enlightened. And he's just a loving, very kind of real sort of guy. I'm going to run some of my older interviews over the next 3 weeks because they're really precious, and just running them once is not enough. And so we're going to have Almine, A-L-M-I-N-E, the week after. And the week after that, I already decided on, Amaji, who channels Mafu. That was an amazing interview. It was probably about a year and a half ago. So I'm going to run, these three are old shows, but they're all from very high beings, and I think you're going to find each one of them rather interesting. So my name is Veronica Entwistle. I do a lot of healing work, consciousness, counseling, energy work. And if you'd like a session with me, or if you want to have some feedback about the radio shows, and I sure have enjoyed some of your comments when you email me about these shows, suggestions of guests, and various other things that you talk about, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I think we'll go on about this piece on the Mayans again next week on Radiance by Design, but who knows, I'll always follow something that comes up during the week. So thank you so much for listening. Many blessings and much love, and I'll see you at the top of the hour with Dr. Bernie Siegel.